It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Thursday, October 14th has arrived. That's significant because it's the day that two of the first four of Trump associates subpoenaed by the House Select Committee investigating January 6th were summoned to appear before the panel, Steve Bannon and Kash Patel. Now, Mark Meadows and Dan Scavino were the other two. They're scheduled for Friday. But the former guy has asked them not to cooperate, claiming executive privilege bars their participation. That's an assertion that Democrats reject. But what are they going to do about it? Steve Bannon will either show up for a deposition as ordered by the committee, or the panel will reportedly immediately pursue criminal contempt charges against him. CNN reporting that the committee is getting ready to seek a referral for criminal contempt as soon as the subpoena deadline expires later today. But Bannon's lawyer on Wednesday sent a letter saying that his client has absolutely no intention of giving testimony or handing documents to the committee until a ruling is made over whether the former guy can assert executive privilege to prevent witnesses from speaking to the panel. CNN sources said the committee would take the initial steps to send a referral to the Department of Justice within hours of Thursday's deadline. Then there's the former chief of staff to the acting Secretary of Defense under Trump, Kash Patel. He was also subpoenaed to testify today, but the chatter is that though he's been in contact with the committee, but will not comply with the subpoena. Okay. Then Mark Meadows and Dan Scavino are supposed to appear tomorrow, Friday, though it's unlikely we'll hear any testimony. It's like deja vu all over again. We went through this during both impeachment trials where Trump's minions just ignored congressional subpoenas and there were absolutely no consequences. This time, the House Select Committee is saying not again. There was actually some action in the committee on Wednesday as former acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen sat for 8 hours of closed-door testimony. He appeared voluntarily and explained his notes about events leading up to the January 6th riot. The panel also reportedly asked Rosen about his interactions with Jeffrey Clark. That's the former acting head of the DOJ's civil division. And according to emails and prior testimony, a key ally of the former guy in his efforts to stop President Biden from taking office. So the committee also subpoenaed Clark on Wednesday, requesting documents and an in-person deposition by October 29th. Stay tuned. So obviously the former guy is not happy. And now that he can't take to Twitter to whine, he releases these statements on letterhead that proclaim he's the 45th president of the United States. Well, this time, he's urging his supporters not to vote in upcoming elections. Seriously. After raging via multiple statements on Wednesday night, Trump finished it off by writing, quote, "If we don't solve the presidential election fraud of 2020, which we have thoroughly and conclusively documented, Republicans will not be voting in 22 or 24. It is the single most important thing for Republicans to do." So he's telling his supporters not to vote in the two upcoming elections? Awesome. For once, I agree with Donald Trump. The last time he did this, he told Georgia Republicans to sit out the two runoff races last year, calling it, quote, "another rigged election." We wound up with Senators Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. So yeah, I like that idea. Even a stopped clock is right twice a day. Well, a federal judge has asked the Justice Department to determine whether the Washington, D.C. jail was violating the civil rights of defendants charged with committing crimes during the deadly January 6th attack on the Capitol. District Judge Royce Lamberth said jail officials had violated the rights of at least one accused Capitol rioter, Christopher Worrell. That's the guy who had pictures of him sitting at Nancy Pelosi's desk with his feet up. Yeah. The judge said jail officials had violated his rights by failing to get him proper treatment for medical issues, including surgery for a broken hand and care for a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis. The judge held both the warden and the Department of Corrections director in civil contempt for failing to turn over Worrell's medical records. An attorney for the jail said he was getting medical care for his cancer and pain management for his broken hand. So, are you vaccinated? Have you gotten boosted yet? Well, the Washington Post reported on Wednesday, citing data from the FDA review of Johnson & Johnson test results, that people who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could benefit from a second dose of the same vaccine, but said they might get even better protection with a booster from Moderna or Pfizer. More info is expected later today. Roughly 60,000 workers in the film and television industry may go on strike next week if major Hollywood studios don't offer them a better contract before then. Workers want to see significant pay increases at the bottom end of the wage scale, better compensation for workers on streaming projects, and stronger guarantees on breaks and time off between shifts. And finally, good news for millions of Americans on Social Security. They will get a 5.9% boost in benefits next year. It's the largest cost of living adjustment in 39 years. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is completely listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.